romanticize this idea of a borderless world. After all, if there were no nations, there would be no need for nukes. Maybe this utopian deal is one reason the left is so stubbornly opposed to what is obviously a good idea, SDI. A Star Wars missile defense is designed to preserve national sovereignty and security. If we render nukes obsolete and SDI technology, we dilute the urgency to unite the world under a single socialist government. From Rush Limbaugh to Bill Clinton, today's opinion leaders scorn conspiracy kooks who worry about globalism. They lump all discussion of a one-world government in the same category with black helicopters, the Illuminati, Elvis sightings, and UFOs hiding in the tail of the Hale-Bopp comet. But the fact is, right here in the real world, the United Nations Commission on Global Governance has completed a 3-year study with plans to implement global government by the year 2000. You won't read about it in your newspaper or hear about it on CNN, but you can read the entire plan for yourself in a 410-page UN report, Our Global Neighborhood, published by Oxford University, or you can download the entire document from the Global Governance website at http://www.cgg.ch/contents.htm. And we've looked there, brothers and sisters, and it is there. Continuing on, it begins with a disclaimer that the UN Global Governance Plan does not imply world government or world federalism, but the rest of the book is a blueprint for exactly that, a one-world government built around a global civic ethic based on a set of core values that can unite people of all cultural, political, religious, or philosophical backgrounds. Believe it, the New World Order is going to be in your face before you know it. Following is how the One World's plan to do it. They will impose socialism and equality of outcome on an entire planet through global trade and economic policy. GATT is the first step in that direction, but plans are being drawn for the creation of a UN Economic Security Council that would centralize all international finance, industry, and trade policy under one global authority. Existing agencies such as the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, and the International Monetary Fund would function under the auspices of the Economic Security Council, consisting of 23 individuals chosen from around the world. The globalists will impose global taxation to fund the UN and redistribute wealth on a global scale. Global tax schemes range from individual income taxes on the entire world's population to